Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. Here we go on a Thursday back into the Bible, and I want you to be aware that I will soon be reading from two passages. One is Numbers chapter 8, beginning in verse 14, and the other will be from the prophet Zechariah chapter 6 and verse 13. Both books are easy to find. Numbers is the fourth book of the Bible, and Zechariah is the second to last book in the Old Testament. So get a finger inserted at either end of the Hebrew Scriptures, and when we get there, you will be ready. Numbers 8 and Zechariah 13. As we have been saying, Melchizedek is a type of Christ in that he was a priest superior to the Levitical priesthood. Melchizedek, and more importantly Jesus, is superior to or greater than Levitical priests in at least six ways. Last time we finished with the first way, and then I introduced the next one. Here it is. The second way in which Christ's priesthood is superior to the Levitical priesthood is that Christ is both king and priest. But the Levitical priests were only priests. They were not royalty. Melchizedek was both king and priest. Likewise, Jesus is both king and priest. But in the priesthood of which Aaron first served, and his descendants after him, they did not share the dual role of kings and priests. They were only priests. Listen or read along with me what God says in Numbers chapter 8, verses 14, through the first part of verse 16. Thus you shall separate the Levites from among the sons of Israel, and the Levites shall be mine. Then after that the Levites may go in to serve the tent of meeting, but you shall cleanse them and present them as a wave offering, for they are wholly given to me from among the sons of Israel. I have taken them for myself. I find that to be a lovely passage. What an honor to be the Levites, chosen by God to serve him as priests. God says, they shall be mine. They are wholly given to me. I have taken them for myself. They have an exclusive responsibility, serve God in the priesthood. And the rest of the 12 tribes of Israel got land, but the Levites got God. I have had time to say so little about the tribe of Levi. Maybe someday we will be able to say more about them. It is always a privilege to serve the Lord God. Are you in service to him this day, this night? Oh, serve him well, my friend. Be wholly given to him. May he take us for himself. And of course, the main reason I am sharing Numbers 8, verses 14 through 16 with you is to demonstrate God says nothing about Aaron and his descendants, the Levites, serving as both priests and kings. They were only to be priests. So Melchizedek was greater than Aaron and the Levitical priests, and Jesus is greater than Aaron and all the Levitical priests because he is priest and king. Melchizedek was royalty. Jesus is royalty. The Levites were not royalty. Are you with me? Anyone paying close attention to the prophets in Israel would have known that there was a time coming when the Messiah will be the priest and king. And this brings us to Zechariah. How long has it been since you read Zechariah? When was the last sermon you heard preached on this great section of the Hebrew Bible? A common response here will be, a long time. Oh, friends, if you have not spent time with Zechariah, get this on your to-do list ASAP. And this is because the prophecy of Zechariah is primarily about Jesus Christ. It is messianic through and through and speaks of how the Messiah Jesus will bring comfort to Israel. In the sixth chapter, the Lord is speaking through Zechariah, and in the 13th verse, he says this. I'm reading Zechariah chapter 6 and verse 13. Yes, it is he who will build the temple of the Lord, and he who will bear the honor and sit and rule on his throne. Thus he will be a priest on his throne, and the council of peace will be between the two offices. Well, who is he? He is the Messiah. And notice that he will build the temple of the Lord. This is the temple from which Jesus will reign during the millennium. And the Messiah will be both king and priest. He who will bear the honor and sit and rule on his throne. That is kingship. He will be a priest on his throne. That is kingly priesthood. And he will bring between those two offices peace, the peace of king and priest. Which is really saying something, because there were many disagreements between the offices of priest and king when fallible men held these positions. Merrill Unger, in his commentary on the Old Testament, writes, quote, "The discussion and consultation, eventuating in concord and agreement, will be the result of the kingship and the priesthood being united in one person. The disagreements and discord that had so often arisen in Israel, where the office of priest and king had been preserved in rigid separation and held by fallible men, will vanish." He goes on to say, "The Messiah, as the king priest, will thus produce peace. For in his glorious and all righteous person, he will not only comprehend all administrative and judicial functions, but also all of the ecclesiastical and spiritual ones. No disagreement will mar the millennial government of him in whose glorious person righteousness and peace will kiss each other." That's the end of these valuable words from Dr. Unger, and the reference there to that kiss is from Psalm 85, verse 10. Psalm 85, 10 says, "Righteousness and peace have kissed each other." Beautiful. Wow, the Messiah will reign and rule as king and priest, and when he does, righteousness and peace will kiss each other. Zechariah 6, verse 13 makes our point. Israel, the Jews, have it right here in their scripture that the Messiah is king and priest, whereas the Levitical priests were only ever priests. The second way in which Christ's priesthood is superior to the Levitical priesthood is that Christ is both king and priest. But the Levitical priests were only priests. They were not royalty. I repeat this so we hear it again and again and remember it. But let's move on to the third way in which Christ's priesthood is superior to the Levitical priesthood. And that is, Christ brings permanent righteousness and peace, whereas the Levitical priesthood never offered permanent righteousness or peace. I've just quoted from Psalm 85, verse 10, which says that in the Messiah, righteousness and peace have kissed each other. Oh, I trust you know, because you personally experience, that only Jesus Christ can give us a permanent, that is, an everlasting and eternal righteousness, and that when he makes us righteous, we then have peace. Christ's righteousness leads to Christ's peace. Listen to what the Hebrew scripture declares in Isaiah chapter 32 and verse 17. You really want to get this down and read it. Meditate on this later. Isaiah 32:17 says, "And the work of righteousness will be peace, and the service of righteousness, quietness, and confidence forever." I want to give that to you again. "And the work of righteousness will be peace, and the service of righteousness, quietness, and confidence forever." Isaiah 32, verse 17. And of course, Romans chapter 5 and verse 1 must be brought to our attention here. I'm going from Isaiah all the way over to the New Testament book of Romans in chapter 5. Many of you know this verse. Romans 5, 1. "Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." To be justified means that we have been made righteous. Jesus has made us righteous by putting us into right relationship with God. So that having been justified, having been made righteous by faith, we have peace with God. The only way to have peace with God is to be made righteous. And it is Christ alone who gives us his righteousness when we put our faith in him. Aaron and his descendants in the Levitical priesthood could never offer this permanent righteousness and peace. Melchizedek could not either. That is why he is only a type of Christ. Only Jesus offers permanent righteousness and peace, and this makes him superior. This makes him the greatest. Once again, Jesus alone is on top. Well, unfortunately, we are out of time. So come back tomorrow when I will say more about this. Let's finish the week strong on a Friday together on God Is.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. Mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.